Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Code, cosplay, and catastrophes. Chapter 1, The Cosplay Revelation. Alice sat hunched over her computer, surrounded by an impressive assortment of empty coffee cups and energy drinks. The screen illuminated her face in the dimly lit room. Lines of complicated code danced across the monitor as she muttered to herself. "Just a few more tweaks," she whispered, almost daring the code to revolt against her. Her doorbell chimed, but she hardly noticed. It took a persistent pounding to pull her away from the warm glow of her screen. She trudged to the door and swung it open to find Bob standing there with a look of combined curiosity and disbelief. "Alice, have you been home since Friday?" he asked.
Kinda. Why?"
Bob pointed at the chaotic scenery behind her. "You've practically recreated an apocalypse survival camp here." "Well, it's important work," she huffed. "I'm entering the cosplay contest at the tech conference, and I'm building a robot sidekick." Bob blinked, then burst into laughter. "I always knew you were quirky, Al, but this takes the cake." Alice shot him a glare. If looks could code, her expression would have debugged itself. "Look, I have a plan. It's going to be brilliant." Bob followed her inside, maneuvering around discarded takeaway containers. "And what's this robot going to do? Fetch you more coffee?" "It might if I can get it to walk in a straight line," Alice admitted. They sat at her make-do workbench, which was, in fact, her kitchen counter. Bob's eyebrows furrowed in concentration as he observed the mess of wires and circuitry strewn before them. "You know what? I think you should make sure this robot has an impeccable sense of style," suggested Bob. "Maybe turn it into a fashion critic?" "Not helpful," Alice grumbled, but couldn't suppress a chuckle. "Come on, Alice, it sounds fun. But how about you try programming a bunny hop into it? It'll win comedy points." Alice couldn't help but laugh. "Why did I ever ask for your advice?" Monday rolled around, and Alice had to demonstrate some new software at a tech conference. Evelyn, her boss, was incredibly excited, but also incredibly intimidating. Stern-faced, she approached Alice at the event. "Alice, how's the new project coming?" "Fine, Evelyn. It's coming along fine," Alice mumbled, trying to sound convincing. Well, fine was a stretch. Her little robot, Robo Tim, only succeeded in bumping into walls and spilling her carefully arranged cosplay materials the previous night. The final presentation was drawing near, and Alice was getting desperate. Tuesday morning saw Alice in her cubicle, her colleagues casting curious looks in her direction. Robo Tim had mysteriously picked up Evelyn's scolding phrase when it accidentally activated during her conference presentation. Now it randomly blurted out, "Why isn't this code optimized?" The most inconvenient moments. "Isn't that your boss's voice?" one coworker whispered. Alice rubbed her forehead. "Yes, and let's keep it our secret, okay?" By the time Friday arrived, Robo Tim had progressed from tripping over its own feet to making his first awkward, jerky movements. Alice displayed Robo Tim to Bob in her apartment. It tottered forward, gave a half-hearted wave, and stumbled over a rug, crashing into a table. "Alice, this is going to be legendary," Bob said, barely containing his mirth. Then Robo Tim's circuit sparked up in Alice's hands. Maybe she could debug this in time for the contest, or maybe, just maybe, disaster would strike. Either way, it was going to be one memorable cosplay contest revelation. Chapter 2, Assembly Required. Saturday mornings were usually for leisurely activities, but Alice couldn't afford that luxury this time. She was deep into Robo Tim's assembly process. The table was a chaotic realm of scattered screws, bolts, and wires tangled in a confusing mess. Alice was on her knees, trying to grab a bolt that had decided it preferred life beneath the sofa. Bob burst through the door, carrying a toolkit that looked suspiciously untouched. "Fear not, your geeky knight in shining armor is here to help." "If by help you mean create more chaos, then yes," Alice quipped, grinning despite her frustration. Bob rolled up his sleeves and inspected the semi-assembled robot on the table. "Right, what's the game plan? I just need to sort out the wiring. But nothing fits properly. It's a nightmare." Alice threw up her hands in exasperation. Bob, catching the spirit of the day, took a random wire and connected it to a port. A small pop was heard, followed by a slight ozone smell. "See? Creative wiring suggestions. Alice facepalmed. We're doomed. An electronics store trip seemed necessary, but it too turned into a comedy of errors. The store clerk gave them dubious looks as RoboTim's head, yes, its head, detached and began rolling down an aisle. Alice sprinted after it while Bob laughed so hard he nearly knocked over a display of batteries. Excuse me, ma'am, but we can't have heads rolling in the store, the clerk said dryly. Returning home victorious, and with RoboTim's head firmly reattached, Alice decided it was a good opportunity for a trial run at the park. The sun was shining, and people were either walking their dogs or enjoying their lunch breaks. All right, RoboTim, Alice said. Show them what you've got. But the sunny optimism was short-lived. RoboTim took all one step before it lurched forward and toppled into the nearby pond, causing a fountain of water to splash all over. Children pointed and laughed. Dog owners tried, in vain, to shield their pets from the wet chaos. Bob, who had been munching on a sandwich, nearly choked from laughing. RoboTim is already making waves. Returning to her apartment, a soggy RoboTim in tow, Alice found her neighbor Dennis eyeing her suspiciously. Another one of your inventions, hmm? Dennis tipped his hat. Just make sure it doesn't burn the place down. Cheers, Dennis. No promises, she replied before shutting the door. Even with all the mishaps, Alice felt a spark of progress. RoboTim might be socially awkward and extraordinarily clumsy, but he was her socially awkward, clumsy creation. And she couldn't wait to see what more hilarity was in store. Chapter 3. Cosplay Catastrophes. The grand day of the cosplay contest had finally arrived. Alice was pacing nervously in the dressing room, making last-minute adjustments to RoboTim. Bob was using the makeup mirror to meticulously apply fake battle scars to his cheek. He was cosplaying as an overly optimistic superhero sidekick. If Tim doesn't listen to you on stage, just pretend it's part of the act, Bob advised nonchalantly. Easy for you to say, Alice grumbled. You haven't got Evelyn's voice nagging you through a malfunctioning robot. She peered at her reflection, readjusted her wig, and took a deep breath. Showtime. Alice and RoboTim walked onto the stage, receiving half-hearted claps from the audience already weary from watching an endless parade of characters. She nodded at her metallic friend. Let's do this, Tim. RoboTim sprang to life, or attempted to. Instead of their choreographed skit, Tim started executing bizarre dance moves, performing an awkward robotic version of the Macarena. The audience initially looked puzzled, but then roared with laughter. Alice tried to redirect RoboTim, who decided to saunter over to one of the judges. Using Evelyn's more accusatory tone, Tim said, "Why isn't your costuming optimized?" The judge, trying to maintain composure, stifled a laugh. "And here's the best part," Alice ad-libbed, feeling a burst of inspiration. "RoboTim, what do we do when someone doesn't follow the rules?" RoboTim's power supply began to malfunction, sending sparks flying in a dazzling, yet utterly unintended display. "Oops, it seems Tim's overenthused by space-age technology," she quipped nervously. The audience was hooked. Every malfunction seemed to add another layer of comedy gold. She could see Bob in the audience, holding back tears from laughing so hard. Alice decided to roll with it, guiding RoboTim into new hilariously unintended actions. It staggered, it swayed, and then, for its closing act, it stuck its mechanical finger in its ear, looking genuinely baffled. The judges applauded her quick wit and ability to stay composed amidst robotic chaos. Reeling with the adrenaline of spontaneity, Alice exited the stage to the loudest applause she'd ever heard. She had expected disaster, but what she got was even better. It was comedy. Priceless comedy. Woo, you nailed it! Bob hugged Alice, ignoring the fact their costumes were poking into uncomfortable places. I had no choice, Alice replied, breathless but thrilled. Tim stole the show. Think we actually have a chance, Alice just smiled. If losing includes this much laughter, I'll take it. Chapter 4. Victory and Vindication. The final moments of the contest stretched before them. Alice was back in the dressing room, desperately trying not to bite her nails. Perhaps this whole endeavor had been just a spectacularly silly idea from the get-go. But what was done was done. Out in the main hall, the lights dimmed and dramatic music began playing. One by one, awards were announced. Best Craftsmanship, Most Original Design, and other accolades reserved for those apparently much more prepared than Alice. Her heart was racing. Perhaps racing didn't even cut it. Her heart was sprinting a marathon. For the final award of the evening, The most entertaining category, the MC announced. Alice held her breath, which, considering the tight fit of her costume, was quite an accomplishment, the MC continued, and the award goes to Alice and RoboTim. The room erupted in cheers and laughter. Stunned and elated, Alice and a not-so-elated, but entirely glitch-free RoboTim walked up to the stage to collect their trophy. Bob's whoop of joy was unmistakable amongst the clapping and cheering. On stage, Alice was given the microphone. She looked at the audience and then at Tim, who was perilously leaning to one side. "Thank you, everyone. You've made my disastrous robot seem cool," she said, grinning ear to ear. Backstage, Bob met her in full celebratory mode. "Alice, you legend. You're a certified comedy genius now." Alice couldn't help but laugh, all thanks to an unpredictable hunk of metal. Evelyn, too, stepped forward, an uncharacteristic but genuine smile gracing her face. "Well done, Alice. Turns out my voice sounded pretty good coming from a robot, huh?" Alice couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or not, but she decided to take it positively. "You were the perfect choice, Evelyn." Back at her apartment, Alice placed the small quirky trophy on her cluttered desk. RoboTim was being given a rigorous drying out and debugging session. "To new adventures, right, Tim?" she asked the inert machine. It buzzed quietly, probably more in agreement or possibly because some water was still evaporating from its circuits. Bob popped open a small bottle of cheap but celebratory champagne. "A toast," he declared. "To Alice, the girl who could turn a mechanical disaster into a stand-up comedy act." RoboTim, apparently unwilling to miss out, unexpectedly lit up and tried to mumble something that sounded like Evelyn. "Why, isn't the champagne optimal?" Alice burst out laughing. There was no better way to end this whirlwind than with a broken, unpredictable robot stealing the spotlight one last time. As the night drew to an end, Alice couldn't help but feel a sense of accomplishment and joy. The mishaps had blended into absolute brilliance, leaving no lingering regrets or questions. RoboTim had indeed become an unwitting star, and Alice? Well, she had gained more than just a trophy. She had a story worth telling over and over again. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.